Welcome to the Get Up Podcast. Bam! I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like Baja tuna tacos on Sloppy Joe Sunday, baby. Woo! Greatest day of your life. I'll tell you what. Vision, attitude, mindset, positivity. We got a global takeover, and that is what we're selling. I hope you're buying it. Get Up Army, welcome to the big stage, baby. This is the Get Up Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Hayford. You beautiful people are the Get Up Army, and together we are strong, babies. We're stomping into 2022. Hey, want to welcome everybody on the 10 different podcasting platforms in over 40. That's 40 countries, baby. Welcome. And once again, back. We're back, baby, on the radio, 1520 WCHE and 95.3 FM, Westchester, Pennsylvania. Oh my goodness. We got so much to talk about. Hey, first off, again, if it's your first time listening, welcome. I'm Mark Hayford, Mark with a C. Follow me out on all your socials from TikTok to LinkedIn. Can't stop, won't stop. If you're out there, I'm out there. You know what I'm saying? And hey, check out my website, Mark Hayford, MarkHayford.com. All right. We got pictures. We got photos. We got everything you want, everything you need. That's what we got. And you know what else we got? We got links to three of my number one books, Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, 365, and Light Up the Darkness, which I'm going to dive into a little bit here in this program. But if you don't like books and you're like, hey, Ferd, I can't read. You don't have enough pictures. I got you, baby. Yo, I got two books out there on Audible. So download the Audible app. You could listen to Get Up and Light Up the Darkness right now. But you don't want to do it right now because you're listening to this right now. So do that later. But anyway, hey, fam, let's squat up here. We are ripping and roaring in the 20s here. And it has been like we're in a prize fight, just covering up against the ropes. It's like, boom, it's left hook. Bam, it's right uppercut. Boom, it's roundhouse. Bam, it's haymaker. And we are just still here. Still here. You're still here. I'm still here. We can do tough things. We are built tough. We're battle tested. We got scars. Hey, look. We are not a bunch of cream puffs, man. We are here for the long haul. Remember, this thing is a marathon, not a sprint. I'm sweating already. We're not even 2.5 minutes in. Let me tell you something here. Since the world's been opening up a little here in my pocket of the world, I'm in Pennsylvania at the moment. Un momento, por favor. And, you know, look, prior, BC, before Corona, I'm speaking at businesses, sports teams, schools, working with some prison work, things like this. And that's fantastic. And then we kind of had a global pandemic. And then we had to learn how to pivot. And the Zoom thing, listen, it was cute. That was great for a while. I really did enjoy stepping out of my shower across the hallway right here into the Get Up studio, not driving into a radio station and sitting and doing a live radio show here. You know, that's cool. But I love people. I love you, baby. I love the energy. I love getting in front of groups and having that vibe, that energy, that connectivity. Like that was missing. So it's been back. It's starting to open up, and I've been able to get into schools and you know, look, I believe everybody needs a little mindset, attitude, positivity. Everybody needs to be encouraged these days. Don't you think? I know I do. I got to do some personal growth every day. Got to mind my mind, baby. But I'm going to tell you, it's the old Frederick Douglass. You know, it's easier to work with young minds than to repair broken men. No, I said that wrong. I had five different quotes floating in my head. It's easier to raise strong children than it is to... Yeah, that. Okay. Listen, just pause for a second. Think of isolation, frustration, depression, anxiety, all the crap, all the stuff that we've been going through on a planet, okay? Think of some of the feelings and emotions you've gone through in the past 2.25 years. Now, be a non-fully formed young human being who's still trying to figure themselves out, let alone life, immature, right? Be a teenager again. Be a kid again. You're not fully grown. You're not fully formulated. You're growing. and dump all that stuff on top of just what it's like to be a young person here in the roaring 20s. That's tough. That's tough. So many kids have been having a hard time. So I've been on a mission, and I've been speaking at schools, and I've been out there. And you know, look, it's been interesting. It's been interesting from a speaker standpoint, because again, I've been doing this for years prior to the to shutdowns and all that. So what my life has looked like now, it's more hot tea with honey from Starbucks. It's less talking. My wife loves that. It's less dairy, right? You know, if anybody sings or acts or speaks, you feel me. And here's what's been going down versus where you're going to put me in an auditorium or a gym and give me the 800 kids. Give me the 1,000. Let's go. I love that energy. Let's rock that right now. Bring it. Oh, I don't know if you want to talk to 600 kids and what. No, I do. I do. Bring them. But, you know, we're tiptoeing around the tulips here. So I'll do one assembly of 300 kids, and then I'll have the 275, and then I'll have another 300, or, you know, just give me the freshmen and sophomores here, and then I'll do the middle school later. And now give me the, you know, so, you know, it's more assemblies, it's more talking. And what I've been, man, listen, if you're one of the, you know, the teens or tweens or the young adults from any universities or high schools that I spoke to recently, middle schools, I am proud of you, number one, because, you know, so many of you have been reaching out to me and, you know, hitting me up and my DMs and Instagram, and you go through a lot and you're tough. And look, you've heard me say it. If I was at your school, I've said it. You got a choice to make. You could be the hammer or the nail. There is no in between. And so many of you are choosing to start swinging. And I am proud of you, because it's not easy to do, but it's a decision. It is a decision. And for all of us adulting out there, pay attention. Because a lot of these kids are vibing on this. When I'm speaking to an auditorium of 300 kids and I pause and I look around and they're all invested in what I'm saying and they're looking at me and they're paying attention. Listen, do you know what the number one, I don't know if it's a compliment, I'd say more of an observation is? And this is what's interesting. I'll get done speaking to a group and I will have, you know, fill in the blank, the superintendent, principal, guidance counselor, gym teacher, whoever, okay, will come up to me and say, I can't believe that they were listening the full time, that they were asking so many questions. I was at a school and the assembly started at 12:48 and it ended at, it was supposed to end at 1:30. And as I was landing the plane with my talk, it was a great group, a lot of energy. And I looked over and the administrator gave me the nod, like, yeah, you can keep going. So I hey, do you guys have questions? And questions and questions and questions. And we started talking and it became me and a couple hundred of my close personal friends. I look at them like my nieces and nephews, these young people. And I'll tell you what, the school, the assembly was supposed to end at 1:30 and it was optional to stay. School closed at 2:20. I didn't leave till 3:00. That is what the youth is hungering for, because I've said it before on this program, and I know you are too, because if you're listening, you're one of the winners. You need to be filled up. You want to be filled up. You've made a decision to be here. I applaud you. Stay positive. Positive is not weak. It's not cupcakes and puppies and rainbows and high fives. No. Positivity means, I've said it before, you are a badass. You are tough. You've walked through the fire. You know stuff's going sideways, but you also know, like, you know that you will find a way to make it work. You're going to be still standing when it's all said and done. You will be the last one standing. You will be the winner. You will be at the top of the mountain. You don't know exactly how, but you know it's going down like that. That's the difference. That's what these kids need to hear, because it's not fake. It's real when you buy into that and you believe it and you start living it and you start breathing it and you start eating it for breakfast. It's not living a life of hiding with your head in the sand and knowing that you're not going to have problems. It's knowing the problems are going to be there when you wake up, but you're ready to punch back right in the face twice harder. That is positivity. Whew, that's fire. You feel that? You can't fake that. That's not manufactured. That's practice. The question I get is, have you always been positive? No. I grew up on Locust Ave in Wallington, New Jersey, the street named after a bug, okay? My family freaking house that I grew up in didn't have a front door. We had an alley next to the bar. We didn't get trick-or-treaters. We didn't get Christmas carolers. And the pizza guy couldn't figure out how to get in. So the pizza was always cold. Okay. But this is a practice. This is minding your mind. This is feeding your brain. You got this supercomputer sitting on top of your shoulders. No, not your neck, on top of that, your head, your brain. You got a conscious mind. You got a subconscious mind. Feed that thing. Program the good. Trash is meant to be taken out, not brought in. You are capable. You are meant here not just to survive. You are put here to thrive. You have gifts. You have talents. You are amazing. Unlike anyone else you know. So am I. So is the other person next to you. You just got to figure out what that is. We all have God-given talents. I can go on for days. I can go on for hours. We need to start lifting each other up. We need to start lifting ourselves up. We need to start building community. If we learned anything in a global pandemic, it's we need each other. Yes. Yes, we do. Okay, look. I'm already up against the break. So we're going to take a quick break because we got the skills to pay the bills. You know what I'm saying? So don't go anywhere, Get Up Army. Fam, look, please. Where are you going? What do you got to do? Nothing. We're going to be back in... just listen, if you take a potty break, you're going to miss it. So don't go anywhere. Get Up Army. We'll be back. 30 seconds. Bam! That's how we do. We're swinging for the fences. We're extra. We do not apologize. Don't feed the animals. Be bubble wrapped and let's get ready to drink out of the fire hose. Yo, this is the Get Up Podcast, the number one podcast in the history of podcasts when you're talking mindset, attitude, positivity. Fight me, bro. Woo! Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I'm up. You're up. Hey, come on. Get up. All right. Check this out. This happened the other day. And I'm going to tell you something. Now, I know, listen, 40 countries blows my mind, bro. I appreciate you, wherever you are, hearing my voice right now. Love you. I'm going to tell you this. Man, it's crazy to me. We have been bamboozled, hoodwinked, bushwhacked, tricked. We really have. You know, where I live in my country, in America, we're land of the free, home of the brave. You know, we have freedom, the American dream. No, I'm not talking the American dream, Dusty Rose, baby. That my belly might be a little big, my butt might be a little big, but I'm bad and they know I'm bad, brother. Go Google that. No, not the American dream like Dusty Rhodes. Not the American dream, that big monstrosity in northern New Jersey where they have like, you know, I don't know, indoor zoos and Legoland or whatever's going on over there with a Ferris wheel right outside Giant Stadium. No, I'm talking the American dream. We have freedom. Okay, but you know what? We have recently created our own prisons. And we have the key to let ourselves out, but you can't fight the enemy if you don't know who the enemy is, right? Right. So let's talk about this because you fell for it. I fell for it. We all fall for it every single day. And it's crazy to me because it's right in front of our face, literally, literally. And holy mother. So the other day, my wife and I were watching something and we like to do a lot of personal growth together. So we're watching a little something, something. You got to mind your mind, fill it up, right? And program ended. And there we were. She got on her phone. I got on my phone. I'm scrolling through things and checking other things and doing things. And then she looks over me because I stopped. And I was just kind of looking at the ceiling. She's like, what are you doing? I just said, oh, I'm just thinking. She goes, what are you thinking about? So I'm thinking about the fact that I get tricked every now and again that. She goes, what do you mean you get tricked? I said, well, I get tricked that into believing that I have to be constantly entertained, that every single solitary second, I have to be doing something. There has to be music playing. There has to be something on a television. I have to be doing something on my phone. I can't just be quiet. I want to read you something real quick from Light Up the Darkness. If you guys heard, you know, rants, If you've seen me talk live, you've heard me do a rant. And a rant's like a page, maybe two. This rant is from Light Up the Darkness. It's rant number 7. And it's called, quote, "Thinking is the hardest work there is, which is the probable reason why so few engage in it." Henry freaking Ford, like the guy that invented automobiles. "We are addicted to noise. We have unknowingly been trained to be this way. The planet is the noisiest that it has ever been in the history of history. Because of this, many of us have no idea how to be quiet. If many of us were to be quiet, we wouldn't know what to do or how to handle it. Tweets, snaps, DMs, PMs, emails, updates, music, news, schedule, politics, deadlines, sports, bleh, crap, everything. It's rushed, it's stressed, and it's obnoxiously in our faces. Think about it. Every single store, restaurant, major public place we encounter has music. Why do you think the term elevator music was created? It's because for the 30 seconds that we'll be on one, it may have music playing that you apparently need to hear and just can't live without." It's ridiculous. As I read this, it makes me angry. "Television is garbage. It's perpetual noise. It's constantly programming us, with what we need, want, must have, while doing so, using the undertone of fear being shoved down our throats. The internet is a circus of banners, ads, clickbait, interruptions, and nonsense until you can actually connect to what you're looking for." How about live events? You know, one time, I wrote a professional sporting event. I was at a football game, an NFL game. When in between the chaos of announcements, commercialized marketing, nonstop hype, the guy sitting next to me says, "Wait, there's a game going on?" "We've become slaves to these little supercomputers known as our cell phones. Every ding, buzz, update, alarm, alert, or text is a constant break in concentration. If you pay attention to the masses, most people don't have the focus to interact with the person who's physically in front of them because of something more important that's commanding their attention from a handheld phone. It's crazy. Think about it. We drop everything that we're doing to answer its beck and call. Think about it. A ding or a buzz stops us in our tracks for whatever conversation we're having or whatever task we're doing so we can see what the latest important, I'm sure, interruption is all about. In the process of writing the last sentence you've just read, I had to stop to rewrite it. Why? That's right. A text just came in. You can't make this stuff up. I'm going off script for a second. I literally have gotten into the practice of like being anti-cell phone. Like when I'm talking to someone face to face, and it's hard to do, and there's times I can't do it. And I noticed I did it with my wife because we spend most time together and interact and live together longest out of anyone we've known. So as I'm talking to her, if something goes bzzz in my pocket, instead of like, you know, her being in the middle of a sentence, me looking away, like that's so rude. And I do it. So now I get to a point to where I don't do it. And I am so on purpose with just like being adamant about like, I will wait till we are done doing what we're doing and then I'll check. Now, you know, if you're a parent, you got kids, you're supposed to feed your kids. You got kids, yo, you gotta, you know, gotta make sure that everything's okay. And that's not, you know, an emergency or whatever, but for the most part, man, all right, back on script. "One year, our family hosted a foreign exchange student from China who selected her American name to be Ruby. On one particular weeknight, we took her to where?" Come on. If you live in the Northeast, where you got to go? Bam, 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 bam. "We took her to New York City. It's obviously the selection of must-see places. You know, it was jam-packed, mobbed, right in the heart of Times Square, complemented by the total disarray of lights, colors, sounds, people, traffic. It was a mess. This was before the whole pandemic. We had to almost demand Ruby to pick up her head from her cell phone and look around. But check this out. This child has been raised and been to cities like Shanghai and Beijing that are double and triple the population of Midtown Manhattan. Ruby was bored. She was desensitized as she's seen it before on an even more thrilling, flashy ADHD environment, which made New York City seem like a church service." I've been to some hype church services, I'm just saying. "But it's all noise. It's never-ending commotion. With all the nonstop disturbance, how are we supposed to think? Here's the million-dollar question, fam. When was the last time you sat in a calm, peaceful manner and actually did think? I feel like we're scared of noise, of no noise. We're scared of the quiet. Henry Ford was the automotive titan who was bold enough to usher the world into a new way of living. History has shown that literal millenniums have passed where humans would travel by animal, depending on the culture, camels, donkeys, elephants, and the most advanced method of horse and buggy, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm looking at you, were the norm for transportation, work, and travel until the new phenomenon of the car. In the early 20th century, Ford disrupted the past and put automobiles on the map. Now, dig this. In the spring of 1928, it's 94 years ago, a journal called The Forum interviewed Henry Ford. He commented on how complex and rapid, how rapid-paced life had become with one of his now famous quotes. Quote, "But there is a question in my mind whether with all this speeding up of our everyday activities, there is any real thinking." Pay attention. "Thinking is the hardest work there is, which is the probable reason why so few engage in it." End of quote. This was the 1920s. Look, I've DJed for 20 years, guys. My job is fun. It's hype. It's a party. When I speak on this radio program, on this podcast, I intend on making it, you know, full of spirit, energy, right? But when I'm off, I'm off. I don't always need music to commute. I don't want a television on. I hate that. Hate that when a television is just on, just making background noise. I like hearing nature in the morning doing its thing when I wake up and it's peaceful. It is vital for our mind and spirits to have silence. Stillness, tranquility, and calm allows one to listen better. We don't need constant disruption, distraction, entertainment in our lives. Media serves enough of that constantly. We need to learn how to become our own best advocate and shut out the noise. We need to create pockets of space where we can just be. Let's start thinking more. Let's become more reflective. Let's be on purpose with creating and protecting our own environments where we have time to have quiet time. Let's get healthy boundaries. Let's be still. Let's be quiet. Let's take time to think. Like Henry said, it is hard work. Let's start choosing to be the ones who engage in it. You're in control of your cell phone till you're not. Don't let the cell phone be in control of you. Don't let the radio dictate. You know, I like to listen to classical music. Sometimes I don't listen to any music. Listen to this. How about some meditation? How about just still? I think we need some more of that in 2022. I say you guys start doing some quiet. I think I need to start doing some quiet. Yes, this show is hype. Yes, I'm for real. But I'll tell you what, we need time to recharge the battery. Right? Right. Let's be aware. Again, trash goes out, doesn't come in. We got to mind our minds. We got to have these healthy boundaries. And we can start taking control of this valuable treasure house that we have, our brains. Well, look, holy mackerel, I'm done. I'm looking at the clock go ding, ding, ding. Speaking of interruptions and quiet. Guys, I got to roll. But as we all go out to slay our weeks and to be bigger, better, badder, and we're in the spring of 22, I just want to tell you that you are valuable. You're appreciated. I appreciate you. I need you. We can't have one less member of the Get Up Army. We need more. We're doing global domination of mindset, attitude, and positivity. And I'm going to tell you what, I appreciate you like you don't even know. Get Up Army, I salute you. You are the best. Go out there, be the best you, put the work into you, and let's start making a difference out there. Let's start playing all out because you got some gifts that we need shared. We need you. Get Up Army, love you guys. I'll see you next week. Till next time, I'm always in your corner. It's Mark Hayford.